coaches, thank the passer is a concept and exercise that has the ability to transform your entire culture. You see, more often than not, our leaders don't lead because those they're trying to lead aren't easy to lead. It's not because we don't have individuals who want to be the leader. We do have those individuals. The problem is the people they try to lead are tough. And as a result, they say it's not worth it. They throw in the towel. They give up. Bad followers have an ability to turn an excited leader into a leader no longer interested in leading. Someone who once had their backs, but now no longer does. But thank the passer exercises changes all of that. It creates an environment where the leader becomes encouraged to lead more often and more confidently. And this particular exercise will help improve the performance of the follower, which in turn creates more effective leaders, ultimately leading to more passes. Now, through this exercise, we define passes as positive acts of leadership from a leader. So when a leader gives a positive act of leadership, that is essentially them giving a pass, a leadership pass. And when we thank the passer, we in turn will get more passes. Here's how the exercise works. It's important before you get going on this that every player recognizes and understands the concept of rotational leadership. If you haven't taught that one, make sure you go back in. It's not a full exercise, but it is simply a concept that is extremely important for them to understand, which will allow them to embrace adopting this new habit of thanking the passer. So you often hear in sports, in football, for example, that wide receivers should, quote unquote, get in good with the quarterback. Or you may hear it in basketball about the players and teammates getting in good with the point guard. They say that because the joke is that if you can get in good with the point guard or the quarterback, you will get more passes. Well, in a similar thought, from a leadership perspective, when we can thank the passer more, we will get more passes from the leader. So here's the deal. When one of our teammates attempts to lead us, we need to thank the passer in return. We need to give them a verbal thank you or a positive acknowledgement of a got you, appreciate it, good looking out, or a physical gesture of a thumbs up or a fist tap. That is our way of thanking the passer. And when we thank the passer, it extends to all positive leadership, whether you think that advice is good or bad. It doesn't matter. You thank the passer every time. Let me say that again. Regardless if you think the advice that was just led to you is good or bad, positive or negative, it doesn't matter in this moment. We thank the passer every time. We're trying to build an environment where we are simply thanking the passer every time they demonstrate what they believe to have a positive act of leadership. And why every time? I think it's a fair question. One, players may be thinking, even if they don't verbalize it. The reason we want to thank the passer every time is because we're not thanking them for the content they are sharing. We are thanking them for the courage they are displaying. Let me say it again. We are not thanking the passer for the content they're sharing. We're thanking them for the courage they're displaying. When a leader steps out to lead, they are stepping into what we call the moment of truth. It's important players recognize the moment of truth and its impact on the courage of a leader. And the moment of truth plays out like this. For example, player A steps out to lead player B. Player A quickly processes, well, I wonder how player B is going to respond. Wonder what they're going to say to what I'm about to say. Wonder how they'll give me feedback. I wonder if it's going to be positive or negative. Player A begins processing these things. This is a natural thing that leaders do, especially younger leaders that are still in the process of developing confidence. Not quite sure how player B will officially respond, player A still decides to move forward and offer up their leadership. Once player A offers up the leadership, they are now in the moment of truth. Player B has a choice to thank the passer for the leadership pass or to resist it. Now, resisting can come in a variety of ways. Ignoring them, waving them off, disregarding it, giving a mean response. When player B chooses to thank the passer, in that moment, they are encouraging the passer. And when we encourage the passer, what we're simply saying is we have been able to put courage in. That is the definition of encourage, to put courage in, which is what player B would be doing by thanking the passer. Putting more courage in player A, so player A will then offer more leadership passes in the future. But during that moment of truth, if player B chooses not to thank the passer, there's an alternate consequence. They are now discouraging player A. And discourage simply means to remove courage from. They now have taken the little bit of courage player A did have and removed it out. Now, as a result, player A will not have as much confidence moving forward to lead. They will not have the courage they once did because part of it has now been removed. Thanking the passer can create an environment where leadership passes are now being passed around more frequently by more people all throughout the season. But we've got to get into the habit of thanking the passer regardless of the content, but rather because of the courage they are displaying. So as the season continues, remind yourself the need to thank the passer and remind the players the need to thank their passers when they receive passes. We need to hold each other accountable in this as it is a team-wide effort to become part of who we are and how we operate. So coaches, have fun and lead them up.